Time now for the CJHL report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 132 teams in 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. Joining us now is Paul Dick, the head coach of the Steinbach Pistons, the number one ranked team in the country. Paul, welcome to the show and congratulations on that honor.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me as well.
As we mentioned, your team's number one ranked in the country right now in the CJHL Top 20 rankings. What do you think are the major reasons that you're receiving this kind of respect nationally right now?
The start's been pretty special for us being undefeated, but we're finding different ways to win. And to say that we've been at the top of our game every night would probably be an exaggeration, but I'd say we're getting contributions from different parts of our lineup. Our goaltending's been solid, if not spectacular, certain nights. So we're enjoying it, but striving to improve our game here every night as well.
As we're recording this conversation, your Pistons are the only undefeated team in the country. You guys started 12-0 out of the gate. Do you start throwing that number around, or is it like a goaltender pitching a shutout where you just don't even talk about it, just keep on going and try to focus on the game at hand?
Yeah, I think that's the approach that we take. I mean, we do address it, obviously. The guys are very aware of it. You know, they're young men, and with social media today, it's pretty prevalent on how fast that word travels. So, you know, it's not like we're sticking our heads in the sand and ignoring it. But, the one thing, the message here to the players is, despite the fact we're 12-0 and currently we're ranked number one, it's not going to help us on Friday night when we hit the ice again. So, you know, we need to prepare for the next game just as if we were unranked.
It's always interesting because some coaches will make a statement like that and you're like, okay, yeah, whatever. But given your background, for our listeners who don't know this, you had quite the pro career. You were drafted by the Pens back in the 1991 draft, played 15 years of pro hockey. How does that help you in order to communicate and teach the guys behind the bench when you bring that kind of credibility to the game?
Well, you can certainly draw from some of the experiences you have as a player, and was fortunate to play on some teams where we won championships. And, you know, when you go through the ups and downs of those seasons as well. And we had a year where we were expected to win and we were one of the favorites and had a great start. And yet you hit a few road bumps here and there. So, you know, that may be the case with us this year. But you certainly draw from your experiences as a player and from some of the coaches that I had the fortune of playing for. And a couple would be Dave Tippett and Butch Gore and guys that were very experienced. And so now you try to recollect some of the advice that they gave you back in the day.
In conversation with Paul Dick, the head coach of the Steinbach Pistons of the CJHL, number one ranked team in the entire country, former 15 years as a pro. When you look at the transition that you made, there's a lot of guys who played the pro game who say, man, the last thing I'd ever want to do in a million years is coach. How did you personally make that transition? How did you say, listen, I want to get back in the game and coaching the way to do that right now?
You know what? You know, that was exactly my perspective as well. When I left the game, I had no ambition to really stay in it or certainly get behind the bench. So, you know what? It was a unique situation. A junior team, a franchise came to Steinbach, and obviously this was my home. And it was pretty near and dear to my heart. I left as a 16-year-old because the local junior team here no longer existed, or that was they ceased operations, so I was forced to go to another community. So, you know, I think that always kind of resonated with me when the opportunity to join the team here and try to strengthen it was there. I kind of maybe second-guessed my decision to stay out of the game, and I haven't regretted.
Have you allowed yourself to think of locally what it would mean to your community? I mean, you're from the Steinbach area. What would it mean to you to bring back an RBC national championship back home?
It'd be incredible. I mean, it'd be so special. We were able to win the championship, our league title here in 2013, and the support we saw from our community was just incredible. Our attendance has been number one in the league here, so it's a very, very passionate fan base. It's a very educated fan base, and to be able to do that, you know, on a personal level, would be right up there with any of the hockey memories, and I know for it would mean an awful lot to you know, not just Steinbeck, but certainly the southeastern Manitoba region.
Well, listen, Paul, you've had a lot of success on a lot of different levels, and we can't help but wish you all the best in making this happen. That would be pretty awesome. It's great to have you now knowing that you're back in the game. I didn't realize you were back in the game, and it's great to hear that, and good luck to you.
I appreciate that, Gino. Thanks a lot.
That was Steinbeck Pistons head coach Paul Dick. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League, your future is here.